Of course, we rolled out healthcare.gov. That could have gone better.
It was the White House Correspondents' Dinner and a lot of joking by the president. And then, of course, he was roasted as well, thanks to the comedian Joel McHale, who was the comedian or MC for the event. They kind of combined the two things, I guess. And it's a big deal, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, because people get roasted and skewered, and there's the Hollywood power people, and there's the people on the Hill, so it's the politicians mixing it up with also the reporters. And I have to say, I watched the whole thing just because I found it interesting to see the responses on the faces of the people who were getting skewered, let's put it that way. Oh, what a weekend it was. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a great weekend. It was a weekend for a horse that a lot of people didn't think could run out of California, and sure enough, California Chrome did exactly that, winning its fifth race. The horse was bought for $10,000 and ended up winning the Kentucky Derby. I think it certainly shocked a lot of people who are all about the bloodlines and the pecking order in the horse racing business. So bravo, the underdog, the truly mutt won Kentucky Derby, and actually has a pretty good shot at the Triple Crown, which we haven't seen a Triple Crown winning all three big races, the Preakness, the Belmont Next. That's the big three in horse racing, in case you don't know. So it hasn't happened since Affirmed in 1978. So how about that? Meanwhile, there are some crazy, sad things that happened over the weekend, like the Ringling Brothers Circus. I can remember my mother taking me to that circus many, many times when I was a kid. 9 performers were injured seriously when they were trying to perform one of the things that they normally do. A platform collapsed, and this happened in Rhode Island. There were so many little kids around when it happened. You can see that I saw shots of it, and they just showed so many kids panicked and crying, and because of what they realized they were seeing. Think about 35 feet in the air. And that's where these performers were. It was a chandelier thing that they kind of do, one of the mainstay things that they, you know, actually do. And here these are, again, really skilled performers who, unfortunately, a platform gave way. It's an aerial stunt. The platform gives way, and then that's it. And they come crashing to the ground. And there were so many people that witnessed this. And as I said, the kids, just the tears flowing because they realized that this is not good. Something has happened here, the way they came down. And I think of that when you're young and when you go to the circus, what is the thing that completely awes you? And I really believe it is what you see from the acrobats, when they're performing without a net, and some of the crazy stunts that they do, you can't believe it. And the way it's always announced, death-defying and no net or whatever it is that they're doing. And in this case, they were doing something that they had done many, 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 many times. And it was one of the signature pieces of the show. It is the chandelier thing that they do, this metal frame apparatus, I guess is the best way to say it. The performers hang from it, and they came free from the metal truss that it was connected to, and the 8 women just fell 25 to even 40 feet, landing on a dancer on the ground. And a spokesman for the parent company of Ringling Brothers said the accident happened during this act, and they just act like this human chandelier using their hair, and they've done it many, 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 many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times and have not ever had this problem before. The good news is everybody's doing fine at the hospital. They're conscious, and they're doing okay because they had to admit 11 patients with different injuries. They had one in critical condition, actually, and it's a larger-than-life kind of act, and I guess the weight just pulled it down is what they think happened with this whole platform deal. And this was in Providence, Rhode Island, and they had to cancel the rest of the shows because they had shows going on throughout the weekend and into Monday, too. And after that, there was no way that they were going to go on from there. There was another crazy accident that also happened at a show, and a show that probably some of you have maybe been to at some point in your life. Have you ever gone to an air show? And I know I've talked about this before. The Blue Angels, to me, rocked. I mean, there was nothing like going to see the Blue Angels. I saw them in several different venues. I saw them at Cape May. I've seen them in Albuquerque. I've seen them at various Air Force bases. So a pilot was killed at the Travis Air Force Base, and this was an air show crash. This is a veteran, a guy who had done hundreds and hundreds of shows. His name is Eddie Andereen, 77 years old. And nobody, when everybody comes out to this California Air Force Base, they certainly want to see this happen. He was trying to do a thing called cutting the ribbon. It's a maneuver when the biplane, you know, comes upside down, it turns upside down, and it crashed upside down on the tarmac as it was doing that. It didn't happen near the spectators, too close to the spectators, so that was good because nobody else was hurt. The plane was part of the Thunder Over Solano air show is what they do, and they had to cancel those shows, too. He'd been flying since he was 16 years old. He performed in the air shows for 25 years. Did the winds play a part in this? They were, you know, 10 to 15 knots. The National Transportation Safety Board has to look into this. They didn't even want to speculate on what the reason was for the plane crashing, and the plane was a 1945 plane. It was registered to him, to his air show, and it was based in Half Moon Bay. So a freaky accident for people to witness, but not up close, not as close up as what they saw in the Ringling Brothers accident, but just a terrible tragedy for somebody who'd done this many, many times, emphasizing just how dangerous the air shows can be for the people who are flying them when it looks so easy when you watch and nothing ever seems to happen. But lately we've seen a few things happen, and this is one of those crazy things where it was upside down, and they'll determine the official cause of that. In New York City, in the meantime, people are saying, keep your hands off our sodas. If we're going to go and look at any shows, we want to be able to drink the soda, because Bill de Blasio, who's the new mayor, I guess not so much new anymore, but the mayor of New York City is trying to resurrect that big soda ban. He announced this week that he's going to pick up where Bloomie left off, and he's going to continue to battle to ban sodas larger than 16 ounces. The city is appealing a state court ruling that axed the ban last year. I just don't get it. Regulating 16-ounce sodas does nothing. It is not stopping obesity in that city. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. I don't know. Call me crazy. You might think differently. All right, stay with us. More odds and ends on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
No attorneys to plead my case, no arrest to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, yeah.
It's a genuine thrill to be here in Washington, D.C., the city that started the whole crack-smoking mayor craze.
All right, so that was Joel McHale. One of the funny things that he had to say at that White House correspondence dinner, the National Correspondence Dinner. It's pretty funny sometimes, some of the stuff. And over the years, there have been people who have gotten in trouble for what they've said about certain people or maybe crossed the line too much. And in this case, I watched it and I didn't think he got himself into any of that kind of trouble. Nobody was talking about that afterwards as much. Has to be a weird situation to be in because that's innocuous, the joke that he made there. But he really was very specific on a lot of people that were in the room. Some of the networks themselves, a lot of the people that were in the room, like Chris Christie and Ted Cruz, and you know, you name it, it was kind of a who's who of politicians. But I think they get this, that it's a roast pretty much, and whoever ends up being the MC is going to go for the jugular. So in his case, he was in between. He absolutely skewered a few people that I mentioned at the top. That's part of the deal, but he was pretty calm compared to some others in the past. Even Wanda Sykes got in trouble for a few of the things that she said when she hosted many, many years ago. Also, over the weekend, you might have not caught Joel McHale's act all over YouTube or, I guess, C-SPAN or wherever the other places that you could have caught it. But a lot of the conversation over the weekend had to do with Donald Sterling, the Clippers owner, who now is not only the lifetime ban has come his way, and the $2.5 million fine. But at this point, the NBA and the team are working to find a new CEO. This is the latest thing that came down the pike. So Sterling is not only out, and they're waiting to really push him out to force the sale of the team, but they've already gotten it, the works underway to try to get that CEO in there to push things and get it moving. So his estranged wife, Shelley Sterling, a co-owner of the basketball team, says she spoke with the commissioner, Adam Silver, and said she supports the decision and all of that goes along with it, including this latest decision. And she said she would help the league find a fresh, accomplished new leader. So that's kind of interesting, a different twist in this. Does she stay and he's banned? And, you know, where does it go from there? Maybe it might not be such a quick sale after all. And then the Golden State Warriors and the Clippers go to a Game 7 in the playoffs. And the Clippers defeat the Warriors 126-121 on Saturday to win that series and move on. Now they face the Oklahoma City Thunder on Monday in a Western Conference semifinal showdown. But the adversity they face, thanks to their owner, with all of the avalanche of media and questions and everything else, it's to their credit that they were able to shake that off and get through the first round and end that way in Los Angeles with a real nail-biter, which they did. So the Donald Sterling saga still really continues, but they're replacing, I mean, he's out, replacing the CEO, getting a new CEO, and then moving forward with that. So what happens, you know, what happens in the near future? And the woman who recorded Sterling making the racist remarks urged him to apologize. She did an interview with Barbara Walters on Friday, this V. Stiviano, and said Sterling's hurting after the scandal that turned him into a sports pariah. She's the idiot that released the tape and turned him into the pariah. She said, I think he feels very alone, not truly supported by those around him. Really, you think he's tormented, emotionally traumatized? She also said it's not the first time that they discussed race, that they had lots of conversations like that one. And we know that in the audio he tells her not to promote her relationship with black people or bring them to the games after she posted the picture on social media with Magic Johnson on Instagram. So now she's getting her 15 minutes of fame, I suppose. Then you have the wife who is suing the mistress, girlfriend, whatever, for the money and property and all the stuff that she received, but that lawsuit was ongoing. It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? It really, really makes you wonder. If Sterling does sell the team, he would probably make anywhere in the neighborhood of $800,000 to $1 billion. I mean, he would make more than $800,000. He'd make probably $1 billion or $575 million. Let's say somewhere between $575 million or $1 billion, which I think is probably closer to $1 billion. And the names of people that say that they want to buy this team, it's become pretty interesting. So bravo, the big story over the weekend, the Clippers move on. They get through it. Now they're finding a CEO. The NBA plans to do that. So this probably drags out as far as the ownership a little bit longer. Not such an easy open and shut case as who's going to step in and all these people saying that they want a shot at the team and they have the money. I think it's not going to be that open and shut. It certainly doesn't appear to be that way anyway. The other thing is this search for the 777. Even at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, they made massive jokes about that and about CNN. The president said something like, I had to go to Malaysia to get coverage because I figured that was the only way CNN was going to give me some coverage. And what they're talking about is what the next part of the search is going to be. And what is the next part of the search going to be? They've already looked at 4 million square kilometers of ocean. They've already been in the air 3,000 hours, more than 300 flights. This is just some of the statistics released, all pulled together. Now what they're proposing is they're going to still do this. They're going to have an intense underwater search. And that's just key to what to finding this plane and mapping it at the ocean floor is the thought. The Australian Deputy Prime Minister, Warren Truss, said, "We know the water is very deep, and for the next stage, we need to have an understanding of the ocean floor. That way, this gives an opportunity to those not involved in the early phases of the search and rescue to come on board." Oh, my, oh, my. And they already have said that we're looking at 6 months to a year. So 6 months to a year, what about all those satellite photos that you're sure it was the debris, the flotsam was the debris, and then, ooh, gosh, it turned out not to be. And now we're talking about 6 months to a year and dragging the bottom of the ocean for who knows how long. The next phase, check this out, ladies and gentlemen, $60 million at least for the next phase of this. If I were somebody who had a family member on this plane, I would just say, please don't tell me anything until you actually have solid leads before giving me some kind of crazy hope that you feel like you're going to find the plane. And that was the joke, why CNN was the joke, because of how often CNN has breaking news, they found the plane, new story on the plane, all that sort of stuff. And there's massive information. But the information always turns out to be wrong. So they should dial it back a little bit. They should dial it back a little bit and wait and see what happens. And get the facts before they release it to the family members. Coming up next, one of our weekly re-racks. You don't want to miss this one. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Single thing when you think you have a symptom? Do you think you have cancer? Do you think you have kidney disease? Do you think you have diabetes or something else? I unfortunately know a lot of people who have this disease called cyberchondria, and now more people are familiar with that word of running and looking up everything they think they have. So I'm very excited to welcome to the show Dr. George Zagridis, who is not only a doctor but a psychologist, so he can really dig deep into this, about this growing problem with the internet and medicine and thinking you can diagnose yourself and then tell your doctor what you have. Hey, Dr. Z, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is being on the show with you. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm excited to get to talk about this topic. I think it's actually an issue that's affecting quite a few people out there.
So what is it? Is it because we have access to the internet now and we can just pop in a question when we do something or we see, you know, a rash on our hand or whatever? Do you think that's what it is? It's the availability and being able to just open-endedly ask questions and dig around ourselves?
I think that's a large part of it. You know, as a society, especially with the advent and growth, the phenomenal growth of the internet, especially in recent years, folks are used to being able to just go and visit Dr. Google, for example, and grab whatever information they need about medicine, or just any of the other sites. So I think we as a society have gotten really used to going and just kind of having instant access to information. And let's face it, people have a difficult time getting in to see their their family doctor, and so you know, a lot of people will think, well, heck, I'll go ahead and get some information off the internet clinic there, and then take it from there and see if I even need to go, or heck, I'll just self-diagnose, self-treat, and who needs a doctor, you know, anyway.
Do you have people that come in when they see you because you're a family physician and tell you, okay, here's my symptoms, here's what I found out, this is what I think I have? Are they already trying to pinpoint it for you?
Kate, it's amazing. And I'm seeing an increasing number of patients who are coming prepared with information, handouts, all kinds of things. Now, I applaud people having information, and I really encourage my patients to look things up and try to learn as much about their health as possible. And in a positive sense, I take it as a good thing that people are able to or are willing to take control of their health. You know, that's fantastic. But when you're trained as a physician or as a nurse or a chiropractor, whatever the healthcare profession, you know, there's a certain level of basic information, science information, and the like that goes into your training. And so there's a context out there with trained medical professionals. The problem is when people sort of don't have that background, and so they then try to get the information, they kind of plug their symptoms into an app or into a website, and then come up with all these diseases and, you know, think that's what they have. So to answer your question, yes, I've had increasing numbers of people coming in actually telling me what they have and what treatment they need, and you know, sometimes they're on the money, but a lot of times they're not.
Isn't there a danger kind of to this too, because isn't partly, I forget what it's called, but there's a thing where you keep thinking, oh, I have cancer, I know I have cancer, I know I have this, where you're, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy where somebody just continues to think that they have something instead of living. I mean, that's the best way I can put it.
Yes. Yes, and there's, you know, there's varying degrees of what you're describing. I'd say hypochondria is probably what we're most familiar with as a society, and these are folks that will take, you know, an everyday headache and they catastrophize about that to the point they think they've got a brain tumor, or, you know, there's some acid reflux, so they must have stomach cancer. Mm. A lot of first-year medical students kind of go through this too. So it's kind of called first-year medical student syndrome because people are learning about all kinds of new diseases, and it's, I guess, a natural human tendency to start looking at things and going like, wow, that kind of sounds like me, or, oh, well, do I have that? You know, so it's certainly a common human experience to think in those terms.
You've got a book called Stop Worrying About Your Health. Tell us about the book.
Well, thank you very much for mentioning that. Yes, this is a book that is devoted to the topic of health anxiety, of which I see cyberchondria as one piece of that, one manifestation of that. But there are a lot of people that have, you know, an actual mental disorder, hypochondriasis, hypochondria, and they have all kinds of things, and they really don't function very well in society, and their relationships are ruined and the like. But what I'm focusing on in Stop Worrying About Your Health are the sort of the normal people out there who just worry about their health too much. And, you know, we all know them and work with them and have them as family members and the like. But I'm very interested in that sort of normal person that is just overly concerned about their health. They might seem a little eccentric on some things, but they're able to maintain their job and, you know, relationships and everything else. So what we do in this book is explore that area, and as well as, you know, some solutions for working through some of these issues that come up.
Yeah, what the best thing is, I mean, you're a doctor, and since you're on both sides of this, how do you live a balanced life? How do we do that now?
That's a great question. That's the million-dollar question of the day, Kate. I think, you know, and I'm of the opinion, if you don't have goals, you're never going to reach them. So always a good idea to have goals to shoot for. And I believe that looking at your life and trying to find physical, mental, and spiritual balance is the best approach. Not easy. I go through, and you and I could talk for hours on this, but I work on my own, my own issues as mm-hmm. well as those with patients in terms of, trying to not overdo things. And I think as a society these days, we're overdoing so much. We've got such hectic lifestyles and we're trying to keep up, and there's this information overload, and then you can go to the internet and type in your symptoms and freak yourself out, and be up all night worrying that you have a cancer, that's really not there and all that. But I do find that, seeking balance, not too little, not too much in various areas of life really is the way to go if you want to find ultimate happiness and fulfillment in life.
I agree with you on the whole goals thing. I think, though, too, what happens is, and maybe this is just me and a lot of the people that I know, and some of them are super successful in whatever they do, and others are trying to get there. There's right. something about the shiny object. I cannot have enough meetings. I cannot have enough potential of making millions of dollars or whatever it is. It just feels like that to me. All of a sudden, just I've noticed this. Really, and being on the air and being a talk show, so I've noticed this more
right.
in the last really decade, in the last 5-6 years
right.
especially.
Right.
I don't know if that's because I think technology is great in one sense, but technology is brutal in another sense, and I don't know if it's because yeah. of that and we're moving so fast or what. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think you've stated it well, and I'll just add. I think there's been really shifts in attitude with people, and I don't know if this is good or not, but it seems to be just increasing competitiveness, increasing sort of, do whatever you have to do to get ahead. And I don't always think that's the best approach. I mean, on the one hand, yes, it's good. You want to work hard, have your goals, and fulfill yourself. But at the same time, you want to keep in mind that, you don't want to be sacrificing your loved ones and time that can be spent with the people you care about. And you don't want to be, slicing other people into bits while you're trying to climb the ladder. There's always this, again, back to this issue of balance. And I think I've seen trends in directions I'm not, too excited about with a lot of folks, but I'm hoping that there's going to be a return to interest in keeping a more balanced perspective on things, including goals and, getting ahead and making $1 million, things like that.
Yeah, I agree with you because, hey, here's not for nothing, Doc, but you make your millions of dollars and then at the end of it you have a heart attack. Well, it's no good anyway. That old saying about you can't take it with you. Yeah.
Exactly. And I mean, would you rather get to the end of the line and say, hey, I made $1 million and, had a heart attack, or, hey, I didn't quite make $1 million, but you know what? I spent time with my family. I volunteered at the whatever charity. I took time to listen when my neighbor, needed some help. I'd much rather do that. $1 million is great, but I think in life, looking at the larger picture of meaning and purpose is really, really important.
Yep, I agree with you. Dr. Z, what a pleasure. Pick up his book, Stop Worrying About Your Health, and get some balance. Thanks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Kate, I look forward to it. You take care, and thanks so much again for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Weekend counts. Let's talk about pounds of pot. The TSA says that this Friday they stopped a 26-year-old woman, arrested her at the Oakland International Airport after they discovered the marijuana jackpot in her three checked bags. Yep, this was a Jackson, Mississippi gal who was trying to fly from Oakland to Jackson, Mississippi through Phoenix and Dallas. So they screened those bags, and what they came up with was 81 pounds of marijuana. 81 pounds in three separate checked bags. Kind of makes you think, can I bring that pot on the plane? Maybe she should have tried to do it the hand luggage way, although she could have been stopped that way as well. Looking at the photographs of it over the weekend, the suitcase was just filled with it. There was hardly any clothes in it. It was like just pot. Don't they know that they open these bags sometimes and randomly check them? That's all I could think of when I saw it. It was so obvious. There wasn't even a disguise in it. You know, isn't wrapped up in other things, not even trying to hide it, just assuming, oh, we'll get this through, no problem. This will work. It's not a big deal, right? It was a big deal because they stopped her and they were able to bust her. They were able to bust her with it. California Chrome won the 140th Kentucky Derby, and oh, what a ride it was. Victor Espinoza who won a previous Kentucky Derby, gets to win again. He was the jockey on this horse. Commanding Curve, one of the long shots in the 19 horse field, finished second. And then Danza, named for Tony Danza, by the way, finished third. The oldest man to train a horse in the Kentucky Derby trained California Chrome, Art Sherman. How about that? Now it's on to the next race, and that would be at Pimlico in the Preakness, the second leg of the Triple Crown. What's going on with Ben Affleck? Normally, do we really care that much about actors? But this is just kind of a wild story. Ben Affleck likes to play poker. Okay, no big deal. But it's a big deal to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. They're not responding, but apparently they told the actor that he was banned from playing blackjack at the casino, that he was allowed to play other games, but he was too good at the game. What do they mean, you are too good at the game? Usually when that happens, I mean, you're accused of card counting. And they're not saying that he was accused of counting cards, but that's usually what it means. Because this is what casinos don't want to see, and then it usually leads toward a ban of having you banned from whatever the casino is that you're at, because they know that you're doing that and you're going to beat them again and again and again and again. As far as we know, and here's your number, this is the first time the Oscar winner has been banned from a casino, but nobody's saying anything. As soon as the story broke, suddenly silence, because the Hard Rock Cafe doesn't want to seem an hotel. They don't want to seem casino and hotel. They don't want to seem like they're telling the actor that he can't show up there and getting all that bad publicity. So who's zooming who? That's all I have to say. Who's zooming who? What would it be like if the princess were in town? And I'm talking about William and Harry visiting Memphis for a wedding. Can you imagine the security for that wedding? Apparently, that's the truth, though. So the king, the future king, or one of maybe the future two kings, are actually in the United States and were there for this big wedding in Memphis. I'd have to say you have a lot of pull if you can get them to your wedding. The grandsons of the Queen of England visited to see their friend Guy Pelley tie the knot with someone from Memphis. Elizabeth Wilson was her name. She's the granddaughter of the man who founded, check this out, the Holiday Inn chain. Oh, that's rough. Her husband, the friend of the future king or kings of England, is a nightclub owner in London. On Saturday, royal fans lined the road leading to the Memphis Hunt and Polo Club, where the wedding was held, to try to catch a glimpse of anybody that they could see, whoever it was, whether it was Kate or William or Harry or somebody else that they might get lucky enough to get a tiny glimpse of. They say, and this is your number, that the amount of fans, there was about 5,000 fans that lined up along that road. I find that number so hard to believe. 5,000 fans? Really? That's a lot of people on a Saturday night to hang out just for, on the off chance, they might get to see the prince. But I guess that's the interest in the royals, if that number's even semi-accurate. So much for controversy. Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State, announced on Saturday she's not going to be speaking at Rutgers, the commencement this year, following the protests against her appearance. The students made accusations against her in connection with the war in Iraq, and Rice said, commencement should be a time of joyous celebration for the graduates and their families. Rutgers' invitation to me to speak has become a distraction for the university community at this special time, so she decided to bow out. There was an open letter to the president of the school printed in the student paper, the Daily Targum on April 30th, where they wrote, Rutgers student protesters cited destruction in Iraq at the hands of the Bush administration. So once that broke, then there was lots of conversation that the students didn't want this to happen, and they printed all these things connected to Rice, saying in 2009 the Senate Intelligence report said that Rice approved waterboarding and the questioning of a suspected al-Qaeda leader, and she was the national security advisor at the time. So once all of that broke and there was a 50-plus student sit-in at the president's office, and there were hundreds of students that gathered outside the student center during a Senate meeting and all this stuff, good for Condoleezza Rice to say, you know what, forget it, I'm gonna not go there, and write a note on Facebook, and that's what she did. I mean, she let everybody know through Facebook, and the university knew ahead of time, but she let everybody else know that, you know what, I'm just not gonna go there. I don't need to be at that commencement, and let the families enjoy what they're supposed to enjoy. And good for Condi Rice, actually, for just gracefully getting out of that and not making that an even bigger deal by just staying in it once that happened. Would you be surprised to know that the president is calling for a review of the death penalty because of the botched execution? It's not shocking. There are a lot of folks that are saying we should do away with the death penalty because of this and these lethal injections. So the botched killing in Oklahoma, the president said heading into the weekend that the federal government is going to review death penalty procedures around the country. He said he's asked the attorney general to conduct an analysis of how death row criminals are killed after an execution attempt in Oklahoma left the accused murderer convulsing following the lethal injection, and then eventually he died of a heart attack. That was a huge story that we talked about. Now they're going to look into that, and they're going to appoint maybe even a committee of a handful of people to do that, but certainly it all stops with the AG's office, and what comes out of that remains to be seen at this point. In the meantime, we're going to end on this last one for you. One more for the road for We Can Count. I mentioned at the top the three horses who came in the trifecta, basically, win, place, and show. If you had placed just a dollar on that trifecta of the three horses I mentioned, you would have made over $1,700. Not bad for $1. But how many people could have picked those three horses, especially the long shot in the middle?
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.